Governor Cuomo to sign the McDonnell-Breslin bill, which would ban the incineration of aqueous film-forming foam, otherwise known as AFFF, at the Norlite incinerator. The bill passed unanimously through both the Assembly and the Senate on June 9th of this year, but the governor has not made any move to sign it, leading to fears that he intends to stifle it. Chris Savinsky, an area scientist and family man, was the first to speak about the governor's delay and the threat of Norlite.
Unfortunately, that bill was signed back on June 9th. Since then, the governor signed over 100 bills, 107 that I could count last night, and has neglected to sign this bill, unfortunately, despite the unanimous support in the legislature and popular support by the people of New York State. So we're really urging him to take a look at this very short, simple, one-page bill in the immediate future to get this thing signed and do the will of the people. Norlite has a documented history over decades of, you know, non-compliance with the Federal Clean Air Act. They have admitted to these non-compliance issues and paid fines for these non-compliance issues. And so, you know, they've demonstrated a, you know, incapability of controlling their incineration process such that it's known that emissions are leaving their stacks. Now, PFAS chemicals leaving their stacks and contaminating the surrounding neighborhoods is a big problem for me. I live 1 mile due south of the facility, along with my wife and four kids. And it's an even bigger problem for the folks that are living right there next door at Saratoga Sites, including my friend Joe Ritchie. So with that in mind, Norlite has been a serial offender of the Federal Clean Air Act. They should not be trusted to burn this material.
Assemblyman John McDonald attended the press conference as well to support his bill and relay some of the reasons behind the governor's delay, as well as McDonald's own opinion about the idea of PFAS test burns in an urban environment.
The bill is currently, we are having conversations with the governor's office and staff about the bill. It's actually a relatively simple bill in regards to prohibit the incineration of PFAS materials at the Norlite facility, specifically in Cohoes and Colony. Like anything else, people will say, well, why hasn't this bill been signed into law? I'm not going to make excuses. There's a variety of reasons why bills do get signed into law, at what time, and for whatever reason. I will say this, that there is a more larger, overarching discussion going on about how do we responsibly dispose of these PFAS materials going forward, particularly if incineration is not the preferred method. We, DEC and the EPA, and we as residents have not seen any overwhelming evidence to prove that it is safe. And quite honestly, this is what has been the driving force behind this bill. You know, I've always said, listen, at some point down the road, if science can truly prove that this is safe, okay, we'll have that discussion. But not in an urbanized area. That is really the fundamental underlying issue here. It's not just Cohoes, it's Troy, it's Waterville. I've been, 21 years I've been representing the Capital Region. I've been dealing with the Rapp Road landfill, the Colony landfill, Norlite. Things travel, they move. And we need to have a much larger discussion about if, and this is a big if, this is ever proven to be safe, where should it be sited?
When asked about who should oversee resolving the problem of PFAS, McDonald saw this as a universal concern.
This is not just a New York State issue. This is a national issue. And I think, you know, let's get away from the politics. Let's look at what the scientists, the people who really know what they're doing, do their tests in a very safe manner, and then bring everybody together to go through the process to try to reach some kind of a conclusion.
Joe Ritchie, a 20-year resident of Saratoga Sites, delivered a strong message to the governor that Norlite is a real threat to real people.
What we really need to do today is to stress that the governor needs to sign the bill, because we have residents who don't have the resources to go out and to just do what we're doing here today. It's just not that easy. You know, when you have to support your family, when you're trying to put bread on the table, especially in times like this, environmental justice and activism is extremely hard to do. So that's why back in February, we all stepped up to the plate. We really wanted to do the best for what we can for the Cohoes community and the surrounding areas. because Norlite has been a decades-long polluter. This isn't a new issue, and we have to think about it. You know, these residents, they have to deal with going out to their mailboxes when Norlite was originally burning at 24/7. It'd be really difficult to go and get your mail because the air would be so horrible. It'd be really difficult to clean your car because every time you cleaned it, there'd always be a film of crud on it. Soot, I call it, because it's black once you clean it. These are real issues affecting real people. And when we look at the legislation, it might just be a piece of paper. Well, here's the face of it. There's people behind these kinds of pages. There's people behind these words. And it's really important that we today are here calling on the governor to do the right thing and to sign this bill.
I had a chance to ask NYPERG's representative, Liz Moran, more specific questions about PFAS health impacts and NYPERG's stance towards Norlite's application for permit renewal.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what you know about how pervasive this problem is, not just for incineration, but PFAS in the environment from AFFF or other things?
Yeah, so PFAS chemicals have been dubbed forever chemicals for a good reason. They are incredibly pervasive. Their chemistry enables them to last in the environment for a very long time. And a low level of exposure can cause terrible illnesses. It is believed by many that the other chemicals besides PFOA, besides PFOS, the ones we know the most about, likely will cause the same illnesses. So these chemicals have been widely used for decades, and only new ones have been introduced to the market that we're now starting to realize are likely problematic as well. So we are really just at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to environmental contamination from these chemicals and the people that are likely impacted by it. We already know here in New York there are millions of New Yorkers who've been exposed to high levels of these chemicals, and that's just New York. This is going to be a global issue, much like plastic pollution, much like PCBs. This is very widespread and is going to take a state, national, and international approach to address.
You'd mentioned in your press conference statement that you had personally been to Newburgh and Hoosick Falls and met with some of the residents there. What kind of health impacts are they suffering from?
Yeah, I've worked with residents who have thyroid disease, which is associated with exposure to PFOA. I have worked with residents who have experienced kidney failure. I know several women who, in their pregnancies, experienced preeclampsia, and at that time, that was years ago, they had no idea that that could have been from PFOA, but it could have been. And while I haven't worked with residents directly, there are so many stories in these communities, especially Hoosick Falls, which is small. People talk. It's been known for a long time. There are at least a couple residents in Hoosick Falls that have testicular cancer, and testicular cancer is one of the most rare forms of cancer. So it's been heartbreaking working with residents who are now realizing that health effects, health issues they've had for years may in fact be because of the very water they were drinking.
Speaking of which, Norlite's activities and violations go far beyond PFAS chemicals, and yet they are up for a Title V renewal at the end of this year. Do you know much about that process, and does NYPERG intend to weigh in on the Title V renewal permit process?
We are going to work very closely with residents to make sure that their voices are heard during this process. We will be echoing what residents ask for, because ultimately it is very clear that this facility has committed grave injustices to this community, has notoriously been a polluter, and likely should not be operating anymore. So we're prepared to fight alongside residents in that process.
Stay tuned for more coverage of the impact of Norlite's emissions on our region. Reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Dave Pablo.